This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. Stumped on a state capitol? Can't remember the name of that guy, you know, from that movie? Use the Googles. Google is by far the world's most popular search engine / curator of information, but that doesn't mean its results are true. Try Googling, did the Holocaust happen, or is the Holocaust real, and prepare for a barrage of fake news stories from Holocaust deniers and white supremacist websites. Melanie Ehrenkranz is a tech reporter for the news site Mike.com. She looked into how Google's algorithm is being used as a tool to promote Nazi propaganda. Melanie, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So what happens when you Googled, is the Holocaust real?
Sure. So, you know, and I did this in an incognito mode. So this is not influenced by my browsing history or my habits. So when I Googled, is the Holocaust real or did the Holocaust happen, the leading search result for both of those were neo-Nazi content claiming that the Holocaust, in fact, did not happen, which is, you know, a well-documented and not up for debate discussion.
So I actually did this myself, and the top two stories were actually about this story, that Google's search results were indeed influenced by neo-Nazi sites or white supremacist sites. The third one was from Stormfront, which is a white pride site. So there have been maybe some adjustments that Google's made. What has Google officially said about the appearance of those sites?
That's, you know, that's great to hear that when you searched for the same thing, you were given accurate news sites. Mike has been investigating these searches to see how the algorithm has been updated to address the issue. I searched for these a few weeks ago, and that's when the Stormfront article and another Holocaust denial site came up. About a week after that, Google did come out with a statement saying that they had adjusted their algorithm to surface to the top more credible, high-quality sources. A few other news outlets found that top result was no longer the hateful content. It had kind of been pushed down, not removed, but pushed down on the page. Yesterday we checked in incognito mode for both of those search results and found that the Stormfront article and another claiming that the Holocaust didn't happen had been pushed back to the top.
So this is a problem. Why is this a problem with Google's algorithm, by the way?
Sure. I mean, you know, I can't say the specifics of why this might be happening, but Google has said that they adjust their algorithm routinely to make sure that credible, relevant sources get surfaced to the top. And that's why this was so baffling to me, because, you know, arguably an article saying that the Holocaust didn't happen when someone asked in the search bar if the Holocaust happened being the top result, to me, is not credible or relevant. It would be nice to have a bit more transparency as to why these neo-Nazi websites are being pushed up to the top.
Okay, so relevance meaning the more people search on them, or maybe some kind of bot feeds and says, this is the best site, so it goes to the top of Google's search results. But can Google do anything so that those kind of sites do not appear and as top responses to queries?
Google did say, you know, that while there might be hateful sites online or in the search results, that they don't endorse those points of view. However, there are only limited cases in which they would actually remove a link from their search result page altogether. And they didn't say that they would remove those links. Why was not explained, but they do have the power to remove links if it meets certain guidelines. You know, that is something they can do, something that they evidently have not done.
Well, and this is also at a time when hate crimes are on the rise, when fake news is news in itself. So what is Google's policy on fake news?
That's a great question. You know, they haven't explicitly said what their guideline is for fake news. They just said that there are limited cases. They listed illegal content, malware, or violations to their guidelines as examples in which they would remove content. As for fake news, you know, that's also a very broad and vague term. It's come to mean a lot of things to different people. But, you know, it is important for Google to address that they have the power to spread misinformation.
We took a look at Google's Webmaster Guidelines page, and one of the principles is don't deceive your users. Now, I know that leaves a lot of gray area. What are some of the other pretty well-established facts that turn up differently and when you do a Google search?
So, I mean, you can Google search, is climate change real? And you'll get the featured snippets, which are those boxes that you'll see when, you know, you ask certain questions. And in this instance, it says climate change. There's a climate change deniers article that pops up that says the debate is over about whether or not climate change is real. It, you know, cites irrefutable evidence. So there, you know, there are examples in which something that is true and well documented can reflect that when you Google search something. That is not happening when it comes to this particular search, whether the Holocaust happened. You know, Google also used to have an in the news section, which it ended up killing. It was also found that, you know, the algorithms were highlighting more fake news with this feature, and so they ended up killing a feature. So they, you know, Google has shown that they are aware of their influence, they are aware of their flaws, and they have acted on it in the past. It just seems to be something that needs to be maybe more swiftly addressed. And there needs to be more transparency around how these algorithms are determining the top featured.
The case is often made that algorithms are free of bias because they are just based on numbers. Do you see bias in the algorithms that Google is using?
I mean, yes, I think that's evident in this specific instance. And it's been proven that algorithms, they're not free from bias because, you know, humans create them and humans also influence them based on their input. So, you know, we've seen that in examples where you Google searched for black teenagers, it was pulling up photos of mugshots. Or, for example, Microsoft had Tay, which was its bot, and it kind of turned into a white supremacist quickly based on the questions and feedback it was getting from online users. So I think in these instances, along with many others, it's proven that algorithms are not free from human bias, you know, just because it's not in nature human. Humans are using them and creating them.
Melanie Ehrenkranz, a tech reporter for the news site Mike.com, thank you for speaking with us. You can read Melanie's article, Google's Acceptance of Nazi Search Results is Normalizing Hate. There's a link at our website, wordofmouthradio.org.